The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Anthony Zerker is the North American correspondent for the BBC and he's with me now. Anthony, have we learned the detail of any of these famous letters that Donald Trump is sending to trading partners all around the world today?
Well, just as we speak now, some of them are starting to get posted on Donald Trump's Truth Social account. I'm looking at one that is a letter to the Prime Minister of Japan, and this one is announcing a 25% tariff on all goods Japan is sending to the United States. Apparently, there's also one to South Korea announcing that level. Donald Trump promised just a day or two ago that there are going to be about a dozen letters going out to different countries announcing these new tariff rates, or he said perhaps announcing new tariff deals. But we're just starting to get these letters on now. He said he was going to send them out at noon today here in Washington time, and it is just a little bit after noon right now.
Have we learned whether the European Union are going to be in receipt of such a letter today?
We have not. There was no lead indication that the EU was going to be receiving one of the groups receiving these letters, although there were reports over the past couple of days that the United States is still in negotiations with the EU and that they hoped even to have some sort of a partial trade deal, if not a full-fledged one. But as I said, these letters are getting posted right now, so we may not have to wait too long to see some of the other countries that that are being informed of what it looked like so far to be tariff increases, some of them on lines with what we saw back at the beginning of April when Donald Trump had his Liberation Day event at the White House and announced sweeping new tariffs on over 100 countries.
Yeah, listen, you've got it open in front of you, your Truth Social. I've got it likewise. So as soon as any mention of the European Union pops up, we will let you know exactly what it says. The degree to which we should take this seriously, though, Anthony, is what? Given that big announcement back in the Rose Garden, I wouldn't say amounted to nothing because it has a real world impact in terms of kind of global trade and everything. But at the same time, we had a U-turn.
It's disruptive, and it's the uncertainty that seems to be the most disruptive to the global economy. But Trump is susceptible to pressure and is aware of economic consequences domestically here in the United States. And one of the things after that Liberation Day event at the White House was that the U.S. stock market and global stock markets in general went on a precipitous decline, a rather remarkable decline of thousands of points in just a matter of a few weeks. They've all since rebounded, in part because Donald Trump backed away and he put all these new tariffs on hold. And it created this saying that was circulating around Taco, Trump always chickens out. That when he gets when his back to the wall and he sees the economic consequences of his actions, he invariably backs away from them. Now, he said that these new tariffs will go into effect on August 1st, which isn't that far away. But if history is any guide, if there are adverse economic consequences, he might start to fudge on those deadlines again.
All right. Well, listen, as soon as any detail emerges, if there is any detail on the trading relationship between the EU and the US, we'll bring it to you. Austin Hughes is with us, The Economist, as well. Austin, what is your sense of the direction of travel in terms of that trading relationship? I mean, Anthony mentioned the possibility of a version of a trade deal possibly being announced. It might lend one to think that we might get a stay of execution today.
Yeah, it's followed, good day, bad day for, really since April and has presented more surprises than a Croke Park scoreboard. So in that sense, I suppose the view is that we are moving towards a more fractured sort of global trading system. We're moving towards more uncertainty, which means slower investment. But in terms of the sort of apocalyptic view of the world that, came out really after the Rose Garden speech, it's not quite as severe there. And I think, unusually, as your previous speaker said there, I think it's because Mr. Trump does realize that things could get very awkward. So far, we're not seeing any sort of of significant negative impact from tariffs. Indeed, we've seen very strong Irish economic data, that suggest companies right around the world are front-running tariffs in terms of selling lots of goods, getting them into the US before the tariffs arrive. So you won't see the negative impacts on the US probably till much later in the year. And if supposing he does impose this 1st of August deadline and we see tariffs, particularly on a lot of imports, we'll say from the Far East, that might be cheap toys, things like that. The impact will be seen around Christmas and will be most painful for low-income consumers. So that's his risk. In terms of the Irish economy, the noises off are suggesting that in general, we'll have something like a 10% tariff. Now, there have been some suggestions of a tariff of 17% on food exports, which would be, quite damaging to Irish interests there. But by and large, we're talking about something that makes life more difficult for the Irish economy, but doesn't make it impossible. I think the markets and indeed policymakers need to sort of shift attention away from the sort of what's happening today on tariffs into the longer run issues that dominate the economy. How do we get our infrastructure right for the next 5 years? What do we do about, the budget surpluses? What's the optimal element of those? And whether the tariffs are 10% or 17%, what we do in terms of the controllables in the Irish economy will make a bigger difference, in the next couple of years.
Austin, as always, thanks a million. Austin Hughes, the economist, and Anthony Zerker, the North American correspondent for the BBC.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.